Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tafshin Ayin Hey. This is Rav Rafi speaking, coming to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh in Yerushalayim classroom, which is at the end of the hallway right next to the Shanabek classroom in Shalavim for women. The pasuk at the beginning of this week's Parsha says, V'escha l'goy gadol, v'avarechecha, v'agad l'shemecha, V'heye bracha. Rashi writes on that pasuk that one of the brachos that Hashem was giving Avram was that we are going to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, V'Elokei Yaakov as part of our tefilos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Horowitz, in his wonderful sefer, Beis Aron, asks the following question. Why is it that we have to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov? Why can't we just say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Ve'Yaakov? He answers this question by first quoting something from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that if I buy a Sefer Torah, then I am not yotze my obligation of Kesivas Sefer Torah. If a person does not write one himself or hire somebody to write a Sefer Torah, then they are not yotze their obligation. However, if I have a Sefer Torah which has a mistake and I correct that mistake, I am yotze the mitzvah of Kesivas Sefer Torah. He says this halacha has a very strong Musar aspect. Why is it that if I buy a complete Sefer Torah, that I'm not yotze, but if I correct one word of a Sefer Torah, I have fulfilled my obligation? And he says that the Musar behind the mitzvah of fixing or correcting a part of a Sefer Torah is that a person has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah shel chayim, of their life. A person is obligated to be mechadesh, to have something which is new and improved in their lives, whether it is with regards to limud haTorah or hanhaga tova or amida tova. It's not enough to have the Torah which they received from their parents, but they must be hoge, they must correct, or they must improve on one aspect of their lives. That is why in Shemona Esrei we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. Yitzchak and Yaakov did not just follow in the ways of their illustrious grandfather and father, but rather they had their own derech in Avodas Hashem. The Maharal says in Pirkei Avos that Avraham was keneged the Amud HaChesed. We know that Avraham is all about Gemilas Chasadim and Hachnasis Orchim and other Chasadim. And Yitzchak was the Amud HaAvoda. Yitzchak himself was a Karban, and he was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because he had Kedusha like the Karbanos and like the Avoda. And Yaakov was keneged the Amud HaTorah. The Yaakov spent 14 years learning Torah in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. And Yaakov was all about teaching Torah to his children and spreading the words of the Torah. And those were the three things, the three pillars that the world stands on. Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, Keneged, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. And that is why we emphasize that it's Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. They all had their own derech in Avodas Hashem. That's incumbent upon all of us to work on our own individual way to serve Hashem and to take all the wonderful midos that we have gotten from our parents and use them to work on ourselves and to build a new derech in Avodas Hashem for ourselves. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.